thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe belatedly commemorates the International Human Rights Day, with Harare blaming the so-called targeted sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle for hampering its efforts to promote and protect human rights.
I wish to emphasize here that government is dedicated to ensure the operationalization of this commission, and we will continue to do our best, even within the context of our very difficult economic and financial situation.
A former finance minister Tendai Biti takes aim at ZANU-PF for ruining the country's economy. Biti adds his successor Patrick Chinamasa, who Thursday present a court Mickey Mouse budget in the absence of revenues to back it up.
We don't know what they are planning, but our trust is the budget must be poor. Because look, everyone knows the Zimbabweans are very poor. And even if they are poor, they are paying one of the highest taxes.
And the bodies of the remaining 13 victims who perished in October in a car accident that claimed 24 people in Chisumbanje have now been positively identified. A former finance minister Tendai Biti says it will be impossible for the government to come up with a realistic national budget Thursday, as the country is now creating any wealth due to what he calls a lack of vision by the ZANU-PF regime. In a statement, Biti, who is also the Secretary General of the MDCT formation, said the 2014 budget to be presented Thursday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa will, quote, be a Mickey Mouse budget, as there are no revenues to back it up. He said part of the reason is that Zimbabwe has a leadership crisis, as the ZANU-PF government has people who are clueless about running an economy. Biti said the economic crisis being experienced in the country is a symptom of a political crisis emanating from the disputed July 31st elections won by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
He further does not have any area in which to operate. He is squeezed for space and flexibility. I'm sure that it could be pro-poor in its high-sounding words, but with very little, very meager resources to go with the allocation.
Now, in this case, where is the minister going to get the money to actually, you know, allocate to different ministries?
Well, they are now talking around centralizing mining royalties and so on, and making sure that no one, apart from Fidelity, starts buying minerals, which is one way of trying to plug leakages. I think what the minister can do is to plug the several leakages that were prevalent and present during the time that Tendai Biti was minister.
That was economic commentator Masimba Kuchera of the Center for Disability and Development speaking to Gibbs Dube, Studio 7. His views are echoed by Gideon Shoko, Acting Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, who says the budget should address Zimbabwe's high tax figures.
They should look at the issue of income tax for workers, and also the need to look at the tax regime. What I'm talking about here is the taxes that we are paying when we are purchasing. Because presently, you'd find, say, the workers' salaries are below PDL, and the workers' salaries, if you compare them, you would find, say, they are even below what people were getting during the colonial era, during UDI. And also, certainly, we are looking at them putting a lot of money in education, in agriculture, and also issues of safety nets for the poor.
Zimbabwe doesn't have money right now. Where is it going to come from?
No. Zimbabwe has got money because remember, if you look at their Zimstat, it shows you to see there are a lot of things that are happening in Zimbabwe. Therefore, they must get that money from those activities that they are talking about.
So you think it's going to be a pro-poor budget?
That's what we want. You see, I don't want to think it should be. According to us as the workers, we need it to be proper, yes. But we don't know what they are planning. But our trust is the budget must be proper. Because look, the people are very poor, as you are saying. And everyone knows to say the Zimbabweans are very poor. And even if they are poor, they are paying one of the highest taxes in the world, like as if they are in the worst situation. Look, our tax regime is second to Israel, and Israel is in a worse situation.
That was Gideon Shoko, Acting Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. We were unable to speak with Chinamasa, who was said to be busy finalizing some aspects of the national budget. The ZANU-PF government insists that its economic blueprint is workable and likely to turn around the economy, which is projected to grow by almost 3.4% in 2014.